The fashion of the late 60s and 70s underwent significant changes as street fashion increasingly influenced the work of designers. Hippies became the most influential youth subculture in the US and later in Europe. Hitchhiking, free-spirited, music-loving, and often living in communes, hippies brought not only ethnic elements from India, Afghanistan, Morocco, Mexican, and other cultures, but also the idea that gender differences in clothing did not matter. Jeans, tie-dye clothes, tunics, long hair, and sandals were typical hippie clothing for both sexes. Another hippie idea that influenced fashion was the DIY approach of making clothes using handicraft skills. This outfit, created by Italian-Argentine-American designer Giorgio Santangelo, is a rather rare example of hippie couture clothing. The dress is made in patchwork style. The loose cut of the tunic emphasizes the freedom of the body and movements. Giorgio Santangelo studied architecture, industrial design, and ceramics. For 6 months, he interned with Picasso, who encouraged his student to be creative and seek new forms of artistic expression. He followed the advice and really tried his hand at different kinds of art. For example, he created an animated film and sent it to Disney Studios and was invited to Hollywood. He then worked as a textile and interior designer in New York and later began making jewelry that was seen and appeared in the pages of Vogue. In 1966, he opened his own ready-to-wear company. "I don't like the snobbery of high fashion," he said in an interview. 25 stitches and 7 linings don't make a dress, they make a 69, Madame Pompadour."